Hi, this is Mighty John Marshall with This Day in Rock and Roll History on Downtown with Rich Kimball. On this day, January 20, 2022, Meatloaf, the singer and actor most often remembered for his best-selling Bat Outta Hell albums, passes away at the age of 74. Born Marvin Lee Adey, he first found success on the Broadway stage in the groundbreaking musical Hair, and he had a brief but memorable role in the Rocky Horror Picture Show as the ill-fated delivery boy, Eddie. Over the course of his career, he sold more than 65 million albums worldwide and appeared in over 50 movies and TV shows. On this day in 2020, Great Britain's Royal Mint announces a new series of collector coins commemorating the band Queen. It would mark the first time that any musical group received such an honor. On this day in 2012, Etta James, most often remembered for her signature song, At Last My Love Has Come Along, which reached number 2 on the Billboard R&B chart and number 47 on the Hot 100, dies from complications of leukemia at the age of 73. She also placed 9 other songs in the American Top 40, won 3 Grammy Awards, and was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 1993. On this day in 1988, the Beach Boys, Berry Gordy Jr., the Beatles, the Drifters, Bob Dylan, Woody Guthrie, Les Paul, Leadbelly, and the Supremes are inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame during ceremonies at New York's Waldorf Astoria. During the Beach Boys' acceptance speech, vocalist Mike Love insulted just about everybody in the music business, including Paul McCartney, Diana Ross, Bruce Springsteen, and Mick Jagger. In later years, Love would explain sheepishly that I hadn't been meditating that morning. And on this day, January 20, 1982, a true rock and roll legend did something during a concert that no one has ever done since and most likely never will do again. Who was he? What did he do? The answer, right after this.
Dunnett Incorporated is a family-owned business that's been serving the people of Central Maine since 1948, offering the best in appliances and mattresses from brands you know and trust, and they service what they sell. If you've had the experience of buying an appliance and finding that service means waiting on hold on a helpline, discover the Dunnett difference from pros who know what they're doing and are here to help. Visit them at 63 Washington Street, Penobscot Plaza in Bangor. Check out the website at DunnettInc.com or give them a call at 947-4572. Dunnett has done it again.
On this day, January 20, 1982, during a concert in Des Moines, a rock and roll legend did something no other rocker had done before. All I have to do is say the name, Ozzy Osbourne, and you know what he became famous for. Ozzy bit the head off what he thought was a plastic bat thrown at him during a concert. The bat turned out to be real, and Ozzy later went through a series of injections against rabies. Here he is with Mama, I'm Coming Home.